Welcome to the UFO Files. I'm Jerry Pippin. You heard us talking about it last week with Stephen Bassett, and now we have a man who was actually there at the conference they had in New York on Tuesday night, which you could actually hear the audio on our website as well. We linked to the Sci-Fi Channel that night. David Jacobs, Professor, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Jerry. Thank you for having me.
This is Dr. David Jacobs, everyone. He's no stranger to our show. He's on the staff at Temple University, but we basically talked to him about alien abductions, and you have a series of books out there in which we have posted on our link on our website, so people can order those books at any time. And by the way, David, it's okay if I call you David instead of Doctor, right?
Absolutely.
Before we even get into this conference, what's the latest as far as books and seminars and things like that? What do you have coming up?
Well, I don't have a whole heck of a lot coming up. I'm going to go out to L.A. in June and do a couple of maybe a series of talks in Los Angeles. There's not a whole lot for me. What I've been doing is I've been working sporadically and sometimes even diligently on a book on methodology, on how to do hypnosis, how to do questioning in hypnosis, what to believe, what not to believe. In other words, what I'd like to do is a very detailed book that will in some way try to standardize the field. Now, obviously, this is my own experiences and my own research that I'm writing about. But I think that it would be a good start, anyway, for standardization, because one of the problems we have in this field, of course, is that absolutely anybody and everybody can be a hypnotist or a therapist or a combination of the two, and you just sort of say you are, and then you are, and you go ahead and do hypnosis, and you don't know what you're doing, and you get all sorts of crazy stuff as a result of that, and it all it does is hurt us. It doesn't help us. It just hurts us. So I think we need to move towards standardization on a real serious level, and that's what I'm trying to do.
In our conversations in the past here on the air, I've gotten the impression that you feel pretty confident that you have some ways of checking with your therapy, or for lack of a better term, I guess, regression therapy, huh?
Yes, I just offer them money to tell me the truth, and that seems to work every time.
Mm-hmm. Now let's talk a little bit about this conference last night. It was at over at the Regency, right?
It was at the Regency Hotel in New York City, and it was actually sponsored by the Sci-Fi Channel. And it was with John Mack and Bud Hopkins and me, and Morton Dean, who of course is the extremely well respected former CBS and ABC news anchor, was the moderator. You'll have to pardon me just a little bit, Jerry. I've got a touch of laryngitis.
Oh, that's okay. You sound fine. You know, once you get that, especially this time of year, with nice days then cold days, it's hard to get rid of it.
Well, you know, the odd thing was is that the conference had been planned for months, and everything was going swimmingly until the day I woke up for the conference, and next thing you know, I couldn't talk. So,
whoops.
I think somebody's trying to tell me something.
Okay, now John Mack, he's from Harvard, right?
John Mack is at Harvard, that is correct,
mm-hmm.
Yes. And he is a professor of psychiatry and an MD psychiatrist who has written two books on UFOs. John tends to take a kind of spiritual, transformational, non-scientific point of view on the subject. In other words, he believes that Western science, as he calls it, although I can't imagine what the difference is between Western science and Eastern science, they all seem to be pretty much the same to me, but Western science can't get at this phenomenon, and therefore we must use other means, which might be philosophical or religious or something like that. That's an interesting approach, and he comes up with some interesting things, but it's not what I do or with Bud Hopkins.
Yeah, I understand that. Now he did say something though that was kind of strange last night. He mentioned that somebody at Harvard, I guess in the astronomy area or something, is hard evidence about About extraterrestrials? Didn't he say something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, you know,
he didn't follow it up, did he?
Right, no, it had to do with, as I remember, and it had to do with a guy there who, and he didn't say his name, who was a colleague of his, who had studied the UFO phenomenon and mm-hmm. found evidence for the UFO phenomenon, not for abductions or aliens. Excuse me, there's a big difference in that.
Uh-huh.
And of course, we all have hard evidence for UFOs. I mean, we've got, we have every conceivable kind of evidence there is except a UFO. I mean, everything else that you could possibly want, we have for UFOs. And that's, I'm sure, what the guy was referring to, you know, either photographs or radar tracings or something like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, he doesn't have a piece of a UFO. That would not, it's just not possible. I mean, he would have gone forward with it, and there'd be provenance. We'd, you know, we'd be able to find out how we got it, and this and that, and it would make all newspapers. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, for sure. Now, this conference was sponsored by the Sci-Fi Channel, pushing this new Spielberg thing called The Taken.
Yes, excuse me again.
And were you involved in any of the production of that show?
Well, neither I nor John nor Bud was involved in the production of it, and I haven't seen the production of it either. This is a fictionalized account, and from what I can tell by looking at promos, it is extremely fictionalized. It might be interesting. We're just unsure, even though it was sponsored by the Sci-Fi Channel. We did not have any marching orders to talk about it, in fact, and it was not even mentioned at the conference by us anyway. And I hope it's good. I hope it drums up some interest in the subject. I hope we can all be proud of it. But you got to remember, this is in fact a Hollywood production, so.
Yeah,
I wouldn't get our hopes up a whole lot.
I understand now, Morton Dean. Did you get the impression that he's open to the subject, or?
Well, he is open to the subject, and he's open to the subject as a good newsman and journalist would be. This is an interesting story to cover, and it's worthwhile. He is not a debunker. He is, of course, skeptical, which is the correct stance to take for any journalist, and but he certainly, had enough integrity to lend his name and his body and his services to chairing this symposium. So we were very, very pleased that he would do that.
Sure. Now what kind of crowd did you get there? I mean, who was there?
Right? Well, it was an invited crowd primarily, mm-hmm. and so the three of us sent lists of people who we thought might be interested, the people who were abductees, people who were researchers. There was a quite a number of people in the press there as well, and then there were some people who were, you know, were from the Sci-Fi Channel, and people who were I think involved with making of Taken as well, although I didn't meet any of them, but that's what I think might have been there as well.
Yeah, I understand.
And so it was.
They probably had a few advertising agency people around too.
They probably did. Yes. Mm-hmm. It was. A crowd, and it was a sympathetic crowd, and the only sort of there were divisions between John Mack and Bud and I, and that showed up a little bit towards the end. But other than that, it was a pretty cohesive crowd, mm-hmm. and a cohesive group of people on the podium as well.
Of course, you knew that going in that your ideas about some of these things varied a little bit from his. We're talking about David Jacobs here. We're talking about the what would you call this? A media forum on alien abductions, or how was it built exactly?
Well, it was just a symposium.
Mm-hmm.
We hoped as much there was as much media attention as there possibly could be for it. You know, you never know, and I think that they're going to show it on the Sci-Fi, maybe show clips of it on the Sci-Fi Channel eventually. I'm not sure. Maybe on the Sci-Fi Internet network.
In fact, they had an audio only broadcast of it last night. I understand they're actually going to do a series of things like this and use it as kind of a documentary. To
right. I thought it was going to be streaming video actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought it would be too.
And in fact, that's what they told me. But as it turns out, it wasn't. But maybe they're preserving that for another showing or something. I don't really know.
It's interesting when you get someplace, somebody like the Sci-Fi Channel backing some of these things. That's a nice hotel. They had a nice room, nice crowd.
Well, the hotel was sensational, I have to admit.
Yeah.
On Park Avenue and 61st Street.
Yeah, sure.
Anything about New York City, it's just about the most exclusive area of the city.
Yeah.
But the fact is that the Sci-Fi Channel doesn't usually do stuff about abductions and all that. You know, that's left up to Discovery or TLC, and it's and it's obviously when you look at the Discovery or TLC shows, they're. It's really a mixed bag of either debunking shows or some shows that are more sympathetic, and so we were surprised that the Sci-Fi Channel would kind of tip its hand in this, and at the same time we're very pleased. I mean, they now this of course is primarily for their miniseries Taken, which will be a 20-hour series, But they were extremely kind and extremely nice and very, very sympathetic to us in a sense. They basically did anything in their power to help us put on as good a presentation as we possibly could. And so I had nothing but good things to say about them. There was absolutely no strings attached whatsoever.
Interestingly enough, I thought the little bit I heard about it was the fact that the questions were pretty good from the audience. I thought.
Yeah, the questions were good, and of course, you know, with the three of us, no matter what question you ask, we've only heard it about 18,000 times.
Yeah, I understand that part.
And so, but in fact, these were good questions, and they were good questions about the value of hypnosis and things like that. And so we were pleased to do it. Now, we started out with a little 10-minute kind of presentation, and but Hawkins, you see, once again, we thought this was going to be streaming video, and as they told us, so he brought a series of slides with him to show, and of course he showed it to the audience, which was good, which were primarily physical marks left on people's bodies by UFO scars and scoop marks and things like that. And so his presentation was about that, and then mine was, I had been thinking about what I was going to talk about, not knowing until about a half an hour beforehand, and at dinner time, I jotted down five or six words of notes over the concept of excitement, and I kind of talked about that. Not excitement, but surprise. The concept of surprise and how surprised we are continually over this subject, both researchers and abductees, about what is coming out and how it fits together and all that. And John actually wrote a prepared paper. That he read in part to the group, so it was three very different types of opening statements, and then Morton Dean asked a series of questions about the phenomenon.
Were these questions prepared ahead of time, or you guys just heard?
Well, we had suggestions for him about what direction to go and all that, you know, and he picked up on it pretty quickly, and then he turned it over to the audience, and the one caveat that we had, the one thing we told him was that we would prefer to have questions rather than statements, because people tend to get up and give a whole long statement about their own particular lives,
and especially when you have abductees there in the audience,
right? And that's interesting, and it's interesting probably more for researchers than others, but. But we preferred actually just to have the questions, and then after the formal presentation and after the internet thing, we could you know, deal with their own personal stuff. So, and that worked out pretty well for the most part as well. And so it was a very well run conference. It lasted for almost 2 hours or 2 hours approximately. And you know, the Sci-Fi Channel has done quite a lot of work for this. It really is astonishing. There's never been anything quite like this in UFO history.